feeling is weird. Some days you're okay and you're doing just fine. Other days it still hurts like it's fresh. It's a process with no definitive time frame. You just have to keep going and know that when all is said and done, you're going to be okay.
Welcome back to Navigating Life with Neurodiversity. I'm Matt, and today we're going to dive into a topic that I and many autistic individuals struggle with deeply. And that's the way that social injustice and rule breaking can feel intensely personal, even when it doesn't directly affect us. Why do so many of us feel a visceral emotional reaction to unfairness? And why does witnessing injustice often feel like a personal attack? We also want to talk about how we can manage these feelings in a world that doesn't often play fair. If you're listening to this and you've ever worked with me, had to manage or educate me, or in the case of my parents, attempted to raise me, perhaps this episode can go some way to explaining why your role will almost certainly have been a challenge at times. In many ways, my parents were right. Joining the military would have probably provided the structure and framework that my mind clearly craves. However, this, coupled with the next episode, I hope will go some way into clearing up why I don't feel it would have been a good fit. And often the way I reacted probably wasn't your fault. Many autistic individuals, fairness and justice aren't just abstract values. They're fundamental pillars of how we navigate the world. There is an intrinsic need for consistency, honesty, and equality. We expect rules to be applied fairly to everyone. And when that expectation gets violated, it doesn't just feel wrong, it feels like a direct betrayal of our understanding on how the world works. This isn't just a personal feeling. Research backs it up. A study published by the British Psychological Society found that autistic individuals often exhibit a heightened sense of justice and fairness, responding more intensely to social injustice than neurotypical individuals. This research supports the idea that our deep emotional reactions are not simply a matter of personal preference, but a core component of how our brains process moral and ethical concepts. Emotional regulation also plays a significant role in this heightened sensitivity. According to research on autism and emotional regulation, autistic individuals often struggle with cognitive reappraisal, the ability to change how we think about emotional situations. This means that when we witness unfairness, it can feel overwhelming and impossible to simply let it go, as some neurotypicals might suggest. Understanding this difference helps shed light on why many of us find injustice so distressing, even when it doesn't appear to have any direct impact on us. The concept of justice sensitivity has also been explored in connection with autism, and this refers to an increased awareness and emotional response to perceived injustice. Studies suggest that autistic individuals are more likely to experience this sensitivity, which explains why we may react strongly when rules are inconsistently enforced or when we see dishonesty going unpunished. By acknowledging this research, we can see that our deep connection to fairness is not just anecdotal, it's part of how our brains work. Understanding this can help us validate our own feelings, whilst also finding strategies to cope with the frustration that it can bring. One of the hardest things to explain is why injustice feels personal, even when it doesn't directly affect us. Here's the thing. Neurodivergent people often don't absorb social norms instinctively. We have to learn them like a set of rules, carefully observing and memorizing how to interact in different situations. For example, mentally, I work significantly harder to learn about social interactions than I would memorizing a textbook about the anatomy of a heart. During conversation, I will have that nagging voice in my head saying things like, don't forget about eye contact. It's not enough eye contact. That's too much eye contact. Now you look awkward. So when we see others disregard rules without consequences, it shakes our entire framework. We work really hard to follow the system, so why should others get to bypass it without repercussion? This is something I encounter daily in my role within the ambulance service. More and more of my work involves responding to people who are victims of injustice, whether that's domestic violence, systemic neglect, individuals who have simply had a run of bad luck and are now struggling to survive. Witnessing this day after day, knowing how unfair life can be for some people while others get to manipulate their way to comfort and success, is something I find incredibly different to compartmentalize. For me, one of the most emotionally taxing situations is responding to domestic abuse cases. As a survivor of similar experiences, I often feel an overwhelming sense of anger, not just at the perpetrator, but at a society that allows these cycles of abuse to continue. I see the fear in my patients' eyes and the way they downplay their injuries or make excuses for their abuser because they feel they have no other option. And in those moments, it's incredibly hard to separate my personal emotions from my professional duty of care. Seeing someone suffer in a situation I know all too well brings up intense emotions, anger, brings back that feel of helplessness, and it also makes me feel guilty that I can't do more. There's a constant internal battle between wanting to comfort and protect my patient, knowing that my role is to remain neutral, to provide medical care and advice without letting my emotions dictate my actions or my words. And that's made even more challenging when I know that the system will likely fail them, that they may not receive the protection, support, or justice they deserve. This weight is something that many first responders and health workers carry. Feel injustice deeply, it is almost impossible to leave it behind at the end of a shift. It lingers, it replays in our minds. It fuels burnout, as well as the frustration that justice, real justice, is very rarely served. And this is why witnessing injustice can feel so deeply personal. Seeing a colleague blamed unfairly can ignite intense anger because we know how much effort goes into following the rules. Watching superiors enforce rules selectively can feel like an attack on our sense of order. Experiencing a friend being manipulated or taken advantage of can make us feel a desperate need to intervene. Seeing colleagues receiving preferential treatment because they're skilled social manipulators makes us feel like the system is rigged against those of us playing fair. Responding to victims of abuse, homelessness, systemic neglect in my role within the ambulance service makes injustice feel unavoidable. It's something I am constantly surrounded by. It's not just that it annoys me. It's a deep sense of betrayal, one that many of us carry long after the moment has passed. Another layer to this frustration is the inconsistency in how rules are applied. Society enforces rules arbitrarily. Some people get away with things while others face harsh consequences for minor infractions. One of the most glaring examples is how victims of domestic abuse are often treated differently based on their gender. If you look at male victims in particular, they often face skepticism, dismissal, or even accusations that they must have pushed their partner or their abuser towards it. Women, while more likely to be believed, still struggle, but with a legal system that often fails to protect them adequately. And many victims, regardless of their gender, are left to navigate a system that does not work in their favour, reinforcing the idea that justice is selective. To use my own case as an example, years ago, even clear evidence of my mistreatment was provided, the perpetrator faced no real consequences. Instead, they were allowed to continue manipulating narratives, shifting blame, and influencing how other people perceived their victims. This leaves survivors not only struggling with their trauma, but also battling the additional injustice of being disbelieved or painted as the problem. Forced by a legal system that fights for statistics over justice, to accept something they know not to be fair, or face the risk of something worse further down the line. Similarly, attitudes towards addiction reflect another societal double standard. Substance abuse disorders are frequently criminalized rather than treated as medical conditions. People battling addiction are often blamed for their struggles, rather than being offered support or rehabilitation. Meanwhile, individuals in privileged positions, they might receive treatment, sympathy, or even second chances just because they can manipulate others or afford private care. For neurodivergent individuals who often already feel like we're playing life on hard mode, these double standards cut deep. Many of us have faced strict consequences for social missteps that we didn't even realize we were making, while we watch others manipulate their way out of any accountability. This can make workplace, schools, and social settings feel like hostile environments, where the effort we put into following the rules isn't valued or respected. Another source of frustration is when rules exist, but they lack logic, consistency, or fairness in their enforcement. Neurodivergent individuals, who often depend on clear, structured guidelines to navigate the world, really struggle when faced with regulations that seem arbitrary or actively harmful. Many autistic individuals, when faced with a rule that doesn't make sense, will simply ignore it in favor of a more logical or efficient approach. This isn't about defiance, it's about problem solving. If a rule exists purely for tradition, convenience, or control, rather than functionality or fairness, it feels completely unreasonable to follow. What often makes this worse or more frustrating is when questioning a rule is met with the response of, well, that's just how it is. Because for neurodivergent individuals, this isn't an answer, it's a roadblock to our understanding. Our brains crave logic, consistency, and efficiency. So when a rule appears senseless, we want to understand why it exists. When no logical reasoning is provided, it creates a cycle of endless questioning. Well, then why does this rule exist? Why is it enforced inconsistently? Why are alternatives dismissed? This can make us appear stubborn or childish, but in reality, it stems from a frustration at poor communication and being forced to accept inefficiency for no justifiable reason. For many of us, efficiency and fairness are far more important than blind obedience and rule following. If a rule hinders progress or justice rather than facilitates it, ignoring it can feel not just logical, but morally right. This can sometimes lead to conflict with authority figures who prioritize adherence over practicality. For those of us wired to see patterns, inconsistencies, and solutions, it's difficult, if not impossible, to comply with something that actively makes a situation worse. I've mentioned before that I've got a good core group of friends. In order to prevent this podcast giving them even more ammunition to accuse me of frustratingly screaming into the void, I decided to try and incorporate some coping strategies to help people like me navigate the frustration. Navigating the intense emotions that arise from witnessing or experiencing social injustice requires deliberate strategy, especially for neurodivergent individuals who may have heightened sensitivity to unfairness. Research and expert insights offer several approaches to manage these feelings effectively. We have mindfulness and stress management. Studies have shown that mindfulness practices such as deep breathing and meditation help in managing anxiety and emotional regulation in autistic individuals by promoting presence and reducing overthinking. Cognitive behavioral techniques, or CBT, research from Spark for Autism indicates that CBT is highly effective in helping autistic individuals reframe negative thought patterns, allowing them to manage distressing thoughts linked to injustice. Sensory regulation strategies. Engaging in activities that provide a controlled sensory input, such as listening to music or using fidget tools, has been shown to reduce emotional overload, according to an article published in Autism Parenting magazine back in 2023. We've got social support and communication. There have been studies by the Association of Autism and Neurodiversity that emphasize the importance of building a network of like-minded individuals who validate experiences and offer strategies for coping. You can role play or social script So practicing responses to challenging situations through role-playing builds confidence and helps autistic individuals prepare for real-life interactions, according to a study by Atwood and Garnett from 2023. You have gradual exposure techniques. Psychological research suggests that controlled exposure to distressing situations can help build resilience over time and reduce avoidance behaviors. Obviously, there is professional therapy and support. Therapists that are trained in autism-specific interventions can provide tailored coping strategies. Research highlights the benefits of therapy in developing self-regulation skills, according to the National Institutes of Health. The important thing is attempting to turn this sense of justice into a strength. While this deep sense of fairness can sometimes be overwhelming, it is also one of the greatest strengths of neurodivergent individuals. Many activists, whistleblowers, and ethical leaders exhibit strong divergent traits, challenging systems of injustice, advocating for change, and holding people accountable where others are afraid to do so. Harnessing this strength means finding constructive ways to channel that frustration brought on by the injustice. Ways such as advocating for fair policy, whether that's in the workplace, education, or social settings, pushing for clear and consistent rules can help create a more just environment for everyone. Supporting those that are affected. If direct action isn't possible, providing emotional or strategic support to those facing injustice can be just as impactful. Educating each other. Many people are unaware of their biases or inconsistencies when applying rules. Raising awareness when safe to do so can sometimes lead to change. Choosing when to engage. My biggest flaw is learning when to fight a battle and when to conserve energy. Not every injustice can be tackled head on. Choosing where to focus can often help to prevent burnout. By implementing these strategies, autistic individuals can develop a stronger sense of control over their emotional responses while maintaining their passion for justice. Recognizing your own personal limits, celebrating small victories, can lead to more effective emotional regulation and resilience in the face of social injustice. I guess finally, in conclusion, fairness and justice are not just ideals. They are fundamental to how many individuals understand and navigate the world. While deep emotional responses to injustice can be overwhelming, it can also be a source of strength. Rather than seeing this sensitivity as a burden, it can be a driving force for meaningful change, for advocacy and integrity in a world that often lacks all three. It is important to recognize that while we may not be able to change every unfair situation, we can choose how we engage with it. By developing coping strategies, supporting others, directing our energy towards constructive action, we can maintain both our sense of justice and our well-being. If you've ever been on the receiving end of what seemed like my defiant behavior or outbursts that appear to come from nowhere, I want you to know that I do offer a sincere apology. It isn't your burden to make sense of my world, and I don't expect others to inherently understand my reactions. However, I'm sharing my perspectives in the hope that it provides some insight. My reactions are never personal. They come from a deep frustration at inefficiency, inconsistency, and a world that often fails to align with the logic and fairness that I instinctively expect. If you ever find yourself feeling frustrated at the unfairness of the world, know that you're not alone, that your sense of justice is valid, and when channeled effectively, it can be a powerful tool for change. Thank you for listening to me ramping into the void. If this episode resonated with you, I would love to hear your thoughts. Subscribe, share, reach out on social media or in the comments, and we can continue the conversation. But until next time, take care.